Hello, Mr. Healy.
Hello, Jeff. Now, why would you have done the same thing as Daniel Alfredson?
Because I would have...
Do you think Detroit's that much better a team?
Yeah, you know what? I think after a while, you kind of... I wouldn't say you wear out your welcome, but I think if I'm Daniel Alfredson and I'm coming back, I'd probably want to go to a team like Detroit instead of Ottawa. Yeah, absolutely. And I think in Daniel's case as well, maybe a chance. I don't think you need to get a fresh start at his age, Glenn, but I think it just gives you kind of a little different look and maybe re-energizes you. But I got to think that being Daniel Alfredson, it's been a lot of same old for a few years.
It's kind of like marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
We know how those turn out for NHL players. You make some good points. But, I just don't look at Detroit and think that they are the odds-on favorite to win the Cup. I mean, really, if I wanted to win a Cup, I probably would have signed with Pittsburgh because it seems like everybody's signing with Pittsburgh. I don't know where they get their money. But they just seem to have money for everybody. But that would be a better choice to me if it was just the Cup that you had in mind. But this is going to end bad for Daniel, I think. I don't think he's going back to a hero's welcome.
Well, I was going to ask.
Very better.
Well, yeah, that was my next question. A lot of people will look at the way the exit happened, and publicly at least, Brian Murray was very measured. I thought did a pretty good job of shifting a lot of he shifted responsibility to people as opposed to blame, which is really an art form. But at the end of the day, if you go back and read what he said and listen again to what he said, it was pretty clear that Daniel Alfredson, certainly in the minds of Ottawa, the Ottawa administration, and I would dare say Ottawa fans, is something of a Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, and you could see the anger in him as well. And I just imagine those couple days when he tried calling J.P. Barry, and you get that feeling when you're calling someone and you they're not calling you back. Something bad's going on. I would imagine the Boston Bruins felt the same thing about Jerome McGinley when they thought they had a deal and they kept calling that afternoon and there was no call back. They knew something was up. So, but, hey, you know what? He's moved on. He has that right, and good luck to him. I just don't look at Detroit as the odds-on favorite in my mind today to win the Cup. But he's made that choice.
Glenn Healy joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Looking back on it, who do you think, if anybody, made a mistake in the negotiations here in the way they were conducted?
I don't think there was a mistake made. I've read articles where people have played the blame game. I think that the Ottawa Senators truly respected Daniel and said, okay, he's going to make up his mind whether he wants to play next year. I don't think they ever thought there was ever going to be a question about whether he was going to play in Ottawa. I think they believed that all the way along. And so they gave him his space, they gave him his time, and even as Murray laid out the timelines, I don't think really money would have been an issue. I think whatever the deal was, Melnick was, he said, hey, it's theirs. Whatever you need to do to get this deal done, get this deal done. I mean, the club's got $16 million in cap space. So it's not a matter of they're up against the cap and they've got to get a hometown discount from the guy. They got it from him last time. So I just think it's a matter of player choice. He's got 9 Swedes that are playing in Detroit, and I'm sure Zetterberg made a call and, hey, change of pace, change of face. This will be all great. We can play together. It's a great place to play. The history of the organization is great. And so, that window of time, and maybe you're bang on too, a change of the scene might have been better for him. So he's made the call.
Glenn, for the Detroit Red Wings, a team that, prides itself on having its own sense of organization, Ken Holland wants to make his team better. He'll do whatever it takes to make his team better. But do you think at any point Ken Holland kind of looked at this as, I'm taking away a franchise guy from another team? In a lot of ways, this is a player like Daniel Alfredson is kind of what the Detroit Red Wings try to cultivate of their own.
Yeah, and I don't think Kenny cares less what was going on in Ottawa. I think he just looks at his club and says, how can I win next year? And win in a very difficult year, because it is going to be an Olympic year. And he knows that a good chunk of his team will play in that Olympics. And so it compresses the schedule. You've got to play more games. You're going to need more depth. And he's added all of that and more.
Wouldn't you want to get a little younger, though, in that case?
That'd be a good call, yeah. 40 doesn't
No, you raise a good
right
point.
To grab a player. No, you're... You're bang on, and we saw the last time we had an Olympic year, there were a number of teams that ran out of gas at the end, and this would be no different. But, you know, there's only three ways to improve your team. That's at the draft. That's where you do get younger, and they've done a pretty good job of that, even though they haven't had big top picks. They've always been at the bottom of the drafting rank, and, you know, free agent day, you can improve your team, which is what they've done, or through trades. And they do make some astute ones, but, you know, they're a club that, you know, almost, they don't rebuild, they reload, and that's what they've done.
Glenn Healy joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. We are live at the 18th annual Jays Care Foundation Charity Golf Classic at the club at Bondhead. Where does Jaromir Jagr end up going?
I think he ends up at the KHL. I think that that's probably the league that will pay him the most. He's been there before. I just, you know, it with the cap going down by 8.5%, you know, you start to see this squeeze on that middle class of player. You know, they're happy to pay the Jerome McGinleys. They're happy to pay the top guys, the David Clarksons. But there is a whole host of guys. You know, there are players that you're giving multiple draft picks for at the trade deadline that don't have a place to land. And a lot of it is that cap squeeze. A lot of it is the fact clubs are up against it and can't afford to pay guys what they're probably worth. And so if I'm Jagr, he's going to be tempted by the KHL.